I think naturally be disappointed and frustrated, but over the couple of days to reflect on it, and I think the margins are really fine in terms of what we're working with. You know, we created the first and best chance in the game, and I think if that goes in the net, then obviously it changes the course of the match. So it didn't, and we got hit with the sucker punch late on. So it's one of them ones where in both games recently, the way we've set up and how we've went about it has managed to create us the best chances, the first chances, which are the most important ones, but we didn't take them. And then I think after that, the game then changes.
How do you channel that frustration, that disappointment in a positive way to get a good outcome next time round?
Yeah, I think it's just a case of being focused and keeping the belief in what we're doing. You know, the way we've played and how we've went about our work has got us into the situation we're in. What happens is you get a couple of setbacks and everybody wants to start making wholesale changes. So, yeah, I think it's just a case of keeping calm, making sure we're focused, and making sure when big opportunities do come along that we try and find ourselves on the right end of them.
Is it the old you don't become a bad team overnight situation? You've still got the same players in the dressing room. We've been putting those performances in and getting those results all along.
Yeah, we're certainly not a bad team. What ends up happening is everybody starts getting sort of critical of the way we try and go about it, and we don't look as if we're going to score and different things like that. So, but listen, what that is that's just people out with ourselves. I mean, we recognise how far we've come along, and we just need to make sure that when we do create opportunities, that we need to make the most of them. But I think teams now are coming to Deepdale. I mean, I think they've came with a squad worth £40 million and sat behind the ball. So that just shows you where they deem themselves to be and where we deem ourselves to be. So, but what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to then hand opposition possession and turn around and say, oh, well, you take the ball then, because we're not very good with it. Because I think we can be good with it, and we have been at certain times this season.
Is it a compliment outside of your group that those expectations have gone up? Your fans maybe expect you to be right up there, and teams are coming with an expectation of you playing a certain way and putting in a certain standard of performance?
If I'm being completely honest, I couldn't care less.
You talk about being punished. I've heard you talk about that a couple of times, where you miss a chance and then at the other end they stick a chance in. Does that get more and more acute the further up this table you go, the closer to the business end of this table you get?
Well, it becomes more magnified. I mean, because it was earlier in the season, people probably say, oh, we played well, we were just a bit unfortunate, we move on to the next one. What happens now is you make a mistake, or you can see the goal, or you don't take a chance, then it starts to become the end of the world. The simple fact is, at this level, it's defined in fine margins. I mean, and when you find yourself wrong in the fine margins, it's really frustrating.
Just as far as your own team, that's all you can affect, isn't it? Is there anything you can do to become more clinical, to take a bigger proportion of those chances, or is it just sometimes the way it goes?
I think, obviously, we reproduce scenarios day in, day out. I mean, we do that regularly. I think people need to remember how far we've came this season. I mean, because last year we had Aidan McGeady in the team, who was a big, big factor and produced moments of magic out of nothing. I mean, we've got a lot of young lads who really are spending their first year at this level. Sean Maguire's his first year. Tom Barcazin's arguably his first year. He only joined last January. We've obviously got Billy Bowden, who's just come in his first year. Daryl Horgan really only having his first year. He only played a handful of games last season. I mean, so we're a work in progress in terms of trying to get ourselves better and making sure that we're well equipped to win games regularly. But as I said before, what we've done is put us into the position we find ourselves at the moment. I mean, and I don't think we can come away from that, because we need to make sure we try and finally hone it and make it even better.
You mentioned Sean Maguire there. He's just had a Player of the Month nomination. Does what he's managed to do, even either side of this big injury he's had, just show how well these players that you mentioned there are doing in their first season with their first taste of the Championship?
Yeah, but I think what we've got to remember is, and I said this a couple of weeks ago while he was on his hot streak, but it'll probably be forgotten now, is we'll see the best of Sean Maguire next year. I don't think Sean Maguire's anywhere near as sharp and as sort of fluent as what he was earlier in the season. Even when he was scoring his goals, that was a comment that I made at the time, and I stick by that, and I still think there's much more to come from him. But unfortunately for us and unfortunately for him, he suffered a really serious injury and he's had to come back, and he's had a real impact on the team, which is great. But I think he'll be even better next year once we get a full pre-season under his belt and make sure that he's fully fit and ready to go.